Higher education costs more than ever, but are students leaving institutions prepared for the workforce? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Anthony Scardillo, assistant professor of marketing at Mount St. Mary College, checks in to find out.
Studies show that since 1990, the cost of a college education has increased nearly 400%. Yet, over 90% of all business executives lament that today's graduates lack the necessary skills to enter the workforce. So what's going on? It's costing more, yet the students aren't prepared. We spoke to college graduates and their employers and discovered several key areas that need attention. Among them, communication skills. 95% of the participants agreed that students lack the ability to communicate, either in writing or verbally. Organizational skills. 83% of the participants agreed that the students lack problem-solving and critical thinking skills. We also discovered that over 50% of the participants believed that completing an internship was a great preparation for the real world. While some point fingers at the helicopter parents and others fault the schools, we believe that all three parties play a role in crafting a long-term solution. The parents must allow the children to do things for themselves. Colleges need to be teaching the soft skills necessary for the workplace. And lastly, the college students themselves must be thinking about their next steps. It's not enough to attend classes and wait to receive your degree. It's up to them to take control of their future long before they walk across the stage in their cap and gown.
That was Anthony Scardillo of Mount St. Mary College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.